from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shall we talk to Mr. Wehner?
Yes.
Hello, John. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you folks?
Well, you got any thoughts on the Steelers' offensive line? I'm sure you do.
Oh, man. I don't pay that much attention to the line. I got to watch the first game. I was pleasantly surprised. I love the defense. I'm not real good at, like, paying attention to the line. I don't know. I know the one guy's from Fairmont, West Virginia, the center, Frazier.
That is true. What a wonderful man he is, and what a wonderful place that is, John.
I know. We love West Virginia.
Who's we?
I do. I'm in West Virginia. Like, half my time I'm down there.
Why?
That's what my wife's store's down there. I'm down there all the time. I just came up Monday.
See, John, this just me. I did not know any of that, and I am titillated. All right, to the baseball, though, Mr. Wehner. And Andrew McCutchen hits his 20th home run last night. It's just incredible, really, when you think about a guy doing it at his age, where he is on the Pirates' all-time list. And I think this might be the easiest question you're ever going to have to answer, but maybe I'm wrong on that. Like, you offer him the same deal for next year, right?
Yeah, I would think so. It is incredible what he's doing. He's locked in right now, and, you know, he still has that incredible bat speed. I think that's probably the first thing to go when you get into your mid-30s is the bat speed, and can you catch up to a fastball, especially today with how hard all the pitchers are throwing. And he could still turn around a fastball with the best of them and hit it a long way. I talked about this on the air last night. I mean, he's back spinning balls. I mean, he was a guy, you know, we've seen the power to right center to right. His balls he's hitting to left are absolute bombs. Just that was 400 plus feet, a high towering drive. And, you know, he's been very, very productive. You know, he still gets on base. He still has a good eye. And he hit 20 homers at 37 years old. He and the old guy that closed out the game, that's incredible too at 35 years old. Chapman, it seems like he's been around for 20 years, and he finished the game throwing 103 miles per hour. And so, yeah, it's you don't see that very often, guys that get to their mid-late 30s doing the things they're doing.
John, we all know that Paul Skenes is a generational talent, but whenever you watch him game in and game out, what do you think he can get better at whenever you're assessing his game in the offseason or heading into next season? Is there anything that you see in his game, in his pitching, that, oh, he could get better at that, and if he does, he could be even better next year?
Yeah, actually, we had him on last night, and I asked him about throwing a cutter or a slider, if that's in his future. You know, he has three breaking balls, a slider, a sweeper, and a curve, and, you know, they're all in the 80s. You know, back in the day, you saw a lot of guys that were basically sinker slider, and the slider would come in, you know, 5-6 miles per hour slower than the fastball. And a lot for a hitter, when you got a guy throwing that hard that has a hard slider, you know, it's hard to pick up and you get a lot of chase. I mean, this is silly to talk about because the guy's incredible. And, you know, one game he's getting guys out with curveballs, the next the splinker, the next the changeup. I think if he threw like a hard slider in the low 90s to righties, he'd even be that much better. He kind of talked about it, and he said, you know, just kind of the way the ball's in his hand, the way he lets go of the ball, he's kind of worked on a cutter, and it just really isn't for him, but something that, you know, he might look into as his career goes on. But, man, you know, when you throw like a his slider comes in about, I think it averages 86, 87. When you see a slower pitch like that, that's 10, 12 miles per hour softer than his fastball, there's bigger break. It's easier to recognize as a hitter. If you throw a hard, sharp slider at like 93-ish, I mean, righties would have no chance if he could come up with something like that. I mean, that's probably easier said than done. But, you know, yeah, you could tell this guy the way he works, the way he executes his pitch, his know-how to find weaknesses on hitters. He's going to get better. He's going to continue to work on his craft. He's going to continue to his command of all these pitches he has is top-notch for a 22-year-old guy. I wouldn't have a chance against anything he throws, but if he had a slider, I think he'd embarrass me. Like a hard slider, I think he would embarrass a lot of hitters if he could throw like a good hard sharp slider.
All right, last thing here for you, Rock, and we're a little short on time here, so I do apologize for that, but Jackson Merrill is the betting favorite right now to win the NL Rookie of the Year, and he is a delightful player. There's no doubt about it, and the Padres are 82-64. But is Jackson Merrill historically good? Because the guy the Pirates have out there has got a 2.10 ERA, and he's 10-2, and he's got the best ERA in the league, and he's striking everybody out. He's making the Marlins look silly. What am I missing here?
Yeah, I mean, a great question. Who knows? I mean, I would sit here and think that Paul Skenes, obviously, he's going to be right up there. If he doesn't finish first, if he doesn't win it, he's going to be in the second. I mean, I know the 30-year-old rookie in Chicago, in Managa, he'll be up there too because he's had a great year. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's a historic, generational type pitcher. Nothing against Merrill. He's had a great season as well. It'll be interesting to see how that comes out. I mean, I guess Paul will probably have two or three more starts, and he's already over 150 strikeouts. He'll probably end up in the 160s. He could have a dozen wins, maybe the lowest ERA in all of it. Well, he will have the lowest ERA in baseball, I would guess. And he's certainly because he's not a favorite doesn't mean he's not going to win. Obviously, we'll see what happens when the votes come out.
John, this was wonderful as always. Enjoy Wild and Wonderful, buddy.
Always do. Always do. Have a good week, guys.
You too.
Go Stillers.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John. Thought he was going to say, let's go Mountaineers.
He said, we love West Virginia. Who's we?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.